Hello. In this session, I want to talk about personal criteria. So this is this kind of initial gateway that information has to go through to get into our brain, into our mind, to help us form a map of the world around us. And we have a preference for thinking and filtering in certain ways. So we're going to talk about people and places. We're going to talk about activities and things, which are the first sort of four key personal criteria settings. So the first personal criteria I want to talk about is people. And if people is your personal preference in terms of your personal criteria, you will always filter your experience around people. So let's imagine, for example, that you've been on holiday. You've been sailing in Greece, which we did a few times, and you're describing your holiday to somebody when you get back from that holiday. You will focus on the people that you met, or the people on the lead crew that had a boat in Plymouth, and they were really nice. And there were a couple who was, he was a doctor and she was a nurse, and they'd met when they were at work, which was kind of really romantic in a sense. And you'd carry on talking about all the people that you'd met. There'd be nothing particularly in there about where you went or what you did or how you felt, what you ate, anything like that. It's just really focusing on the people. So people can give you a real clue about the personal criteria that they're filtering for by the information that they give you. So you've just got to listen. So if somebody is talking about the people at work or the people they met or the customers or the people they met on holiday, then it's a pretty safe assumption that they're filtering for people. If you're having that conversation about holidays with people and they're very much focused on the places they visited, the harbours that they sailed to, or we went to Vasiliki, we went to Big Vathi and Little Vathi, we visited all kinds of different islands, and so they'd be very focused on the places. So again, we've got a difference between the people who filter for people, their personal criteria is focused on people, and some people it's focused on places. You'll also have the people who are very kind of interested in telling you what they did. So they're filtering for activities. So, you know, every morning we got up, we had breakfast with everybody, we sailed out first thing in the morning, but there isn't a lot of wind around. So we motored out and we anchored off a little inlet somewhere. We had lunch, dived in, swam around in the crystal blue sea. And then in the evening, when we sailed all afternoon, in the evening, we got into the harbour and we all got together for dinner in the evening. So very much focused on the activities that they undertook while they were on holiday. Alternatively, if people give you lots of information about the things that they had, so, you know, the boat that they had, how big it was, how quickly they sailed it, what sort of spinnakers it had on it, the fact that they, in the locker, it had a whole set of snorkeling gear so they could go swimming and snorkeling off the back of the boat. It had a kedge anchor on the back. The places they went to for lunch were always very interesting in the sense that they could close off in bad weather and they could open in good weather.
So they're filtering for things. There are some people who filter for information. So, but I think that information as the kind of fifth one of these personal criteria doesn't really stand alone in the sense that information is always going to be related to one of the other things, activities, people or places. And so it's almost a little bit like the idea of they're being focused on detail rather than big picture. So there will be some people who filter for information. And if you listen to what they're saying, you'll find that you can get a real understanding of where the filters are. But also that, you know, the conversations that you have will give you an understanding of other people's filters. So whether they are their personal criteria is people, places, things, activities can help you to get into their world, to help you to build a rapport and help you to pace their current experience. And then, you know, having that pace, you can then lead them to where you want them to be. So good luck with talking to people, listening to people, looking at what they read, what they write, reading what they write, and see what words they use to describe their kind of overall experiences of the world. And that will give you a real good clue.